From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has launched a series of talks with Iraqi officials. Friday, during a one-day visit to Baghdad, John Kerry underscored U.S. support for the government addressing security, economic, and political changes.
This is obviously a very critical time here in Iraq and in the region. And you and I have been working on a lot of different issues the last few years, so it's good to come and be able to visit.
Kerry traveled to Iraq from Bahrain on a previously unannounced trip that marks his first visit to Baghdad since 2014. He also met with Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi and Kurdistan Regional Government Prime Minister Nechirvan Barzani. In addition to showing U.S. support for the government, Kerry is also expected to discuss the multinational coalition's ongoing support for Iraqi-led efforts to defeat the Islamic State. Kerry's visit comes as Iraqi-led forces push to retake the northern city of Mosul, which fell to Islamic State militants in 2014. The U.S. may be lending additional support to that effort. Earlier this week, the U.S. Defense Department announced it would open an additional small military outpost. A group of 45 Pakistani migrants has reached Dikili, Turkey, making the short trip from a migrant camp on the Greek island of Lesbos, where they were staying. The migrants arrived in Turkey despite protests by human rights activists. At least two activists were arrested for trying to prevent the Turkish vessel from leaving. A second group of migrants is expected to arrive in Turkey later Friday. Greek authorities say none of the migrants sent to Turkey had applied for asylum in the European Union. This is VOA News. Also in Turkey, diplomatic officials say they've made progress with Israeli diplomats on an agreement to normalize ties. Ankara's foreign ministry said Friday that officials agreed in London Thursday to finalize the deal at their next meeting. Belgian police are hoping the public can help them identify a Brussels airport bombing suspect spotted on newly released surveillance video. The police video shows the minutes following the March 22nd airport bombings and the apparent getaway of the third surviving suspect, often identified in the media as the man with the hat. He was spotted earlier walking alongside two known suicide bombers pushing carts with bags on them. The Brussels airport attacks, along with a suicide bombing at a metro station, killed 32 people and wounded more than 340. Myanmar has begun releasing political prisoners, as promised by ruling party leader Aung San Suu Kyi on Thursday. Families have been gathering at prisons since Aung San Suu Kyi's announcement, awaiting word of their loved ones. She said amnesties would be granted as part of the celebration of the Buddhist New Year, which occurs mid-April. The massive leak of more than 11 million emails tied to a law firm in Panama, which revealed the business dealings of several of Chinese political elite, comes during a crackdown on corruption under China's President Xi Jinping. The crackdown has netted more than 30,000 people in China who have been punished for corruption, but critics of the crackdown say it is a convenient way for political leaders to banish their enemies. Thursday, it was revealed that two more members of China's ruling leadership were implicated in the papers. The trove of emails from the Panama law firm also named family members of five former members of China's Politburo, as well as the husband of one of Mao Zedong's granddaughters. Cuba's former president Fidel Castro, who has not been seen in public in 9 months, has made a rare appearance. State television aired video Thursday of 89-year-old Castro discussing history with schoolchildren and teachers. Cuba's former revolutionary leader is at odds with his brother, President Raul Castro, who welcomed U.S. President Barack Obama to Cuba last month. Pope Francis has released a 260-page treatise titled The Joy of Love, which states, among other things, that no one can be condemned forever because that is not the logic of the gospel. In the document, the Pope urged compassion toward imperfect Catholics, such as those who are divorced and seeking to marry. For more on this and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.